and that's one of the semi-unit QR code, QR code, so you can join the WeChat group to like to send some information about the cost information on our project. And if you have a question, you can ask. But because of the canvas, the canvas, there's also discussion. That's not good. It's not. I may not reply to you. Yeah. It's not good to use the discussion. You can do this. Okay, so now let's continue. So this part I have introduced is a representation, right? The different 2D, 3D representation. As I mentioned earlier, the digital geometry part is also very important under the model part. So here, just to add you the digital geometry processing. What is digital geometry? It's quite similar to digital image processing and the digital signal processing. Okay. Also, this part is where we have to select which topic for the cost project. So it's to use some applied mathematics to design different algorithms, like the acquisition, reconstruction, analysis, manipulation, simulation, or compression, transmission. Okay. So here, in this lecture, we introduce like the different some tasks like the 3D acquisition, how to acquire a 3D model in real world, some scanning device using a vision algorithm to reconstruct the 3D and the surface reconstruction. This is a long-standing fundamental problem. It's because the raw data is a 3D point cloud. If the raw data is 3D point cloud, how to construct the continuous surface, as a surface reconstruction, and also sourcing and denoising. It's like the image denoising and the image sourcing. The simplification is how to reduce the number of points without compromising the quality. And the ship registration is also a fundamental. The ship registration is also a fundamental problem. Okay. Yeah, so this is the first project, the digital micro-lunging project by Stanford University about 25 years ago. Okay. So this is how to use a laser scanner to scan the battery. Okay, use a laser scanner. So here you can see the laser scanner. Okay. And use a scanner to acquire the 3D. It can be shown in the digitalization. Okay, the digital version of this battery. So this is some the information about the statue. It's a huge statue. So the information, and this is the status of the scans. Okay, so this project involved 22 persons, and the scan took 39 to scan them. Then it obtained a high quality 3D data. Okay, so you can observe so this is obtained 3D model. Then finally build the triangle mesh. So this triangle contain 2 billion polygons. So the data volume is 32 gigabytes. Okay, a single model is 32 gigabytes. It's a very highly detailed model. Okay, but actually it's redundant. Okay, it's redundant. Also, you can also observe the data volume is huge. One model is 32 gigabytes. Okay, so that's why we also do the simplification or compression. Simplification to remove the number of polygons without compromising the quality significantly. Okay. So this is use a laser scanner, but this scanner is non-problem. Okay. It's a laser, this is some used structure light to perform a real-time 3D model acquisition. They use a structure light. So here I show you structure light based scanner. So this is a projector. Okay, so this is a projector, so this is a camera. Okay, so the projector will project some pattern. The line is a typical pattern. For example, this is a line pattern. Okay. So if the distance, okay, so here you can observe this is a head model, right? So so the distance is different. So the line will be distorted. Okay, if the distance is different, the distortion is different. Okay, so we will capture three images, at least three images. We will detect the distortion of the line, solve the equations. Then you will, we can obtain the distance. We can calculate the distance between the camera and the object. So also this is the principle of the structured light with the camera, desk camera. It likes the Microsoft Kinect. Do you know the Microsoft Kinect? You don't know. Released by 2009. Xbox. It's a gas sensor. The released by Microsoft. It's a Kinect. They are issued in 2009. Okay. The first the commercial gas sensor. Okay, so use the structure line. So here I show you this is a dynamic data. Reconstruction using the connection.
Users can freely move around physical space and the world around them. Noisy dead cramps from the dead sensor are incrementally fused into the volumetric representation, rapidly yields detailed surface geometry.
That's the image. So this is a reconstruction.
In this example, the user walks into a three-story bookstore and scans it in under 6 minutes.
Yeah, so this is the geometry possible. Given the depth.
For pose estimation, we adopt the dense ICP method for kinetic fusion, which can tolerate moderate levels of motion, as seen here. Notice how we can walk up and down stairs while capturing detailed geometry of books, tables, and other furniture despite the noise at long range, particularly useful for preserving health. Cars and planes can be scanned in a few minutes and easily imported into CAD applications or games.
Yeah, but nowadays the algorithm, the accuracy has improved significantly. We can scan the very accurate 3D model. And this one, this camera is a real sense released by Intel. The real sense. Yeah, so it's not expensive, it's $100. So it's a part of that sensor. So this is the for the both the 3D dynamic 3D reconstruction, actually it's quite challenging. And for immersive communication. So what is the immersive communication? The immersive communication is like the two persons geographically separate in different locations. And we want to achieve the immersive 3D calibration is want to achieve the, for example, the two persons in different locations have a meeting, right? It seems the two persons sitting in the same room. It uses 3D scanning and reconstruct the 3D scene, the motion, and process the data, compare the data, transmit it, and finally display it. We use some VR devices. Okay, it seems the two persons sitting in the same room for meeting. Okay, so this is, so here actually the demo for the how to reconstruct the data. So this is the demo. So here you can find a multiple depth camera. So this one. This is a camera. It will reconstruct a 3D motion.
New algorithm for live multi-view performance capture that generates compelling high-quality reconstructions of non-rigid motion and shape in real time.
So this is a reconstruction.
Our system takes noisy input from multiple cameras, in this case 8 depth cameras, and produces a temporally consistent 3D model in real time. This model can additionally be textured with the RGB data. The input to our system are RGBD frames and associated segmentation masks captured in real time from a performance capture rig. A learning-based technique is first used independently on each RGBD frame to estimate the correspondence bit. These correspondences are used to initialize a non-rigid matching phase that aligns the body motion as they wave their scarf around. Our system is also robust to large frame-to-frame motion, as shown in this fighter scene. This robustness comes from both the learning-based correspondence field estimation, as well as our non-rigid matching scheme. Our system had no prior on-scene shooting scenes that have not been demonstrated by any real-time system yet.
Yeah, so this one is for the motion dynamic motion reconstruction. Yeah, that's quite a challenge. Also, it's very useful. Yeah, so this is use the 3D scanning devices to acquire the 3D data. Okay, so nowadays we can use the large model foundation model used from the text or image environment to synthesize. So this is released by the Magic 3D released by NVIDIA. Okay, so how to use high resolution text 3D content creation. Okay, even the text. The description is built on the 3D model. So now the end is quite popular. very complicated structure or find the things. It's a still challenge. It's a still challenge. But in this video demo, after the algorithms, 3D structure is relatively simple. Not very complicated. It's very, very complicated. The generation pattern is limited. But there are some rules. It's one reason is that definition in process of data structures. It's irrelevant also. The training data is or 3D data. Actually, there's a different problem. The amount is much smaller than the image data. Okay, for the image map, right, it's a huge data set. But for 3D data, even there is one. Last year there is one large 3D data object box. It contains several million just to combine different existing 3D model data set. But the quality is still limited. Planning 3D models, the quality, the geometry is very limited.
Okay, so
the previous several pages will show this one. How to acquire 3D data. You can use the algorithm to generate the model and understand it. So this part is the generating the scanning. If you use a scanning device to scan the data, so the data actually is a set of discrete points. Okay. A set of discrete points is just a sample over the surface. Okay. One point is the 3D location. But in a downstream application, we will use a 3D model. If it's a set of points, this time it's a point cloud. It's just a set of points. We will track the downstream engineering process of the point cloud. It can make track the learning process more challenging. So usually, we will, from the point cloud, we will reconstruct continuous service. It will be a continuous service. Actually, this one is a long standard of track fundamental problem. Three geometry data processing and studying the circuit for the year. How to from the discrete point to bring to the continuous service. So, yeah, so here this year I show you that was the work done by my PhD student a few years ago. So this is a report. So this is a reconstruction for continuous service in the color of different patterns. Yeah, it's like signal reconstruction. You have a set of discrete sample points, right? How do we recover the signal? That you have to do like a linear curve, right? Only most of the sample points. How do we control the continuous curve? What is the function? So this is a reconstruction for water type. So this is for water type. It's a closed model. Okay. Closed model, that means we know which region and which model. But for non-water type, it's an open model. So there is no region and model. Okay. If it's a closed model, we know which region and which model. Okay. So this is a non-water type. The model is not closed. Yeah, so this is a single model reconstruction. If we give a single model reconstruction of continuous service. Yeah, so the next one is for the dynamic. For the dynamic, give a sequence. For example, you use a scanning device to scan the motion of the human motion. Each frame you scan it independently in the camera space. So how do we construct a human motion? Okay. As a continuous, this is the work produced by my postdoc last year.
Introduce DinoServ, a neural deformation-based approach for temporally consistent dynamic surface reconstruction. Given a sequence of point clouds without correspondences, our method begins by selecting a keyframe point cloud. We then construct its convex hull and generate a tetrahedral mesh from it. The template surface is learned based on this deformation tetrahedron representation. Initially, we align the template surface with the convex hull and subsequently refine it to minimize the discrepancy between the template surface and the keyframe point cloud. This course-defined strategy facilitates a more efficient and effective learning process. Once the initial template surface is obtained, we construct a learnable deformation field using control points blending. We define a set of control points and predict the blending weights for each surface point by combining it with each control point. With the input of control points and frame index, we predict a rotation matrix and a translation, which are used to compute the new position using this specific formula. By simultaneously learning the enhanced template surface and the deformation field, we achieve temporally consistent surfaces by deforming the template surface over time. To validate the effectiveness of our method, we compare it with state-of-the-art approaches on the Faust dataset.
So this is the input
produced
by different methods. And brain control is emotion. Also the large emotion.
DT4D dataset.
So that is the frequency. The change is the high frequency. noise is after you remove other regions, okay, the noise, this boundary should be zero. Okay. If apply low pass filter, this boundary will be zero. And if it's not good enough, this boundary is just actually will be zero. So that means your algorithm will not be zero. Because your algorithm compromises the sharp features. Here's the next one is simplification. Simplification actually is a trade-off between the errors that I mentioned of the digital microlangular project, right? So the scanner data is a highly detailed model, right? One model is the data volume is 32 gigabytes. Actually that model is redundant. Okay, so if you store the data and transmit the data, even perform a rendering, it's time consuming. We can reduce the number of polygons without compromising the quality. So this is the limitation. It's a trade-off between the error and stuff. Okay. For example, this is original stream model. In a model, you can hit 500 data. So here you can observe the quantity of tables that can take this model. But if I reduce the number of triangles to 100K, okay. If I reduce the number to the number of triangles to 100K, so the geometry material is still fine, right? But then if I continue to reduce it to 10K or 1K or 0.K, 100 triangles, so that geometry material will be missing. So but the data volume is much smaller than this one. Right? Reduce 5,000 again. Right? Reduce 5,000 times. Right? But for simplification, it's actually an optimization problem. So which vertex, which triangle do we go? So intuitively, so for the smooth region, right, we can use a fewer number of triangles. If the region with the fine details, we have to use a large triangle. So this is the intuitive idea. Right? So actually, this is an optimization. Which part we use a large triangle, which part we use a fewer number of triangles. This is the optimization. To optimize, reduce and use as few of the number of triangles to the model to still achieve a good part. So this is the simplification. The simplification problem. Also, that's the shape editing. The shape editing. So this one is to manipulate or modify a surface. Okay. So like is we want to cut the wind and place the wind to the bonding right. So this is how do you have to use the design algorithm, how to cut this model, and how to test that if you want to transfer the to deform this tail, okay, to deform this tail with this kind of a pattern. Right? So this is the deformation. Okay, this is the deformation. So this is the shape editing. Yeah, you use the software to edit this passive. What's the underlying algorithm? For us, we focus on how to design an algorithm. Yeah, it's quite simple if you use the software, right, that can use a function of R to cut and select this region, and cut and paste, and transfer the pattern to the attribute target model. But how to design the underlying algorithm? Also, this is a morphing. This is a morphing. It's an interpolation practice. So that given a shot on the target, we want to interpolate the intermediate models such that the source model it can smoothly transition to the target model. Okay. So for this one, we can use a weighted combination, right? Given three models, right? Given three kinds of animals, we can assign different weight. If we can assign different weight, then you can sum up these three models. We can synthesize a new model. Okay. But this one is not a simple summation. When you partner the problem, you have to build the correspondence. You have to build the correspondence. You know, oh, this lab corresponds to this lab. Oh, you need to sum up. But if you don't know, oh, this lab is corresponding to the hack, if the sum up is wrong, it will not be a meaningful object. pitch to pitch in the body. So this is due to pitch. Now you can use a 3D reconstruction, the spiral media path. You have to build the response. It's a two views capture the same thing. Okay. But it will be project a different location, to be in the left view and the right view. Okay. So also it's related to the optical flow map. If you build a response in the optical flow map. So this is a street model morphic. Yeah, this page is actually the shape registration of respondents. In the shape registration of respondents. So like the path of the line, right? So we have to build the topology that generates the shape. It's an overall topology. This is also a fundamental problem. When in geometry processing, a problem like it could be boiled down to a registration problem. So this is a soft, non-regular registration, a dense response. Okay, dense response to find given some key points or to find the key points of responding. Okay, so like this is the human motion, even if it's a sequence of non-human, they are typical human. But for example, this is time T1, time T2. Okay, each time instant, the model is captured in the camera space. It's a scanning device space instead of the object space. Okay, instead of the object space. So we don't know the hand is a response hand. You have to use the algorithm to do the response. Okay. So this is a dense response. And then that's the image from people we use it and you have to find it. In time T1, time T2, which picture of response situation. This is not also known as a low transformation or optical flow transformation. So this is also a challenge, a fundamental problem. Okay, to process the sequential data. Okay, to process the sequential data. Okay, so this previous part is about the digital geometry processing. Now, this maybe to show you a second one, animation, to value what is animation. For animation, the most popular technique is the motion capture. Do you know the motion capture previously? Even for movies, we use the motion capture technique to produce animation. Motion capture, the means is the capture of motion. So, like in this figure, you can show you, like I want to, this is an actor, right? So, I want to capture the actor's motion of the actor. Then use the motion to drive the avatar, the 3D model, tapping to generate how to track the action. So the motion tapping is we can use multiple. So here, this is a camera. Okay. Multiple camera. Okay. Also, we put some marker. near to the drive. Okay. So we will detect the location. Use multiple, at least two cameras. To detect the 3D location of the markers. This is the 3D exhibition, that's stereo vision. It's stereo vision. Then we will obtain, based on the marker location, we will connect the marker and you will form the static. Human static. Then you can use this static to drive the avatar. The tapping. Drive the tapping. So this is for this one to track the facial expression. Okay. How to map the facial expression to the avatar. Okay. So it's we put some markers. Okay. So with the app, the camera will protect the marker. Okay. Then to build our team sparse model, fish model. We know the respondents. We build the respondent is the camping. Okay. So this is the motion capture, most popular. Yeah, in the following, I think I will, in the following lecture, give some use the motion capture. Motion capture is a commonly used in the movie production. In the movie production. Also, this is some animation transfer. So, for example, just to map the design the algorithm to map the motion to the robot. Yeah, similar to the, as I mentioned, the most important is to build the correspondence. Okay. You know the hand that will be mapped to the hand. So this is the two model map the motion to the other model. Yeah, so this is the algorithm, basically. You have to design the algorithm. Yeah, so this is to map the motion of the house to the algorithm. It's a line to the cat. So another one is the visualization technique. This is the visual expansion transfer. Use some visual. So here, this is the camera. Okay. So this is the camera. So this is the output of the camera captured by the camera. So here you can observe some red parts. Right? So this is the landmark. The landmark part detected by the algorithm that detects the mouth, the nose, and the eye. Okay. To do the correspondence between them. This is the about to drive the about to generate the facial expression. So here I show you the that. So what is photorealistic? Yeah, so this is the photorealistic. that reason, neural networks are the traditional learning technology. Okay, so instead of predefined or the imperfect neural process like contain bottom stage, so here we can use a neural network okay, to replace the predefined stages. So based on some models of traditional physical process. So we can use a neural network to replace to achieve the differential also network. The pipeline should be differentiable. Otherwise, because you have to treat the network. Okay, if it's not differentiable, you can't treat the network. So here, this is the, if you treat you, so this is a survey paper, scale of a paper, to research. Otherwise, you will render. Okay, so how do you use the neural network to synthesize the images? Okay. So here, I also show you the this one is a very popular paper published in the ECCB 2020. Okay. So also this is the best paper of EC. Sorry, other book mentioned I remember is how do you use a neural network by programming? It's how do you use neural network to do the blue census? Okay, so that is the general idea is use a neural network to simulate the volume learning process. So that is even, for example, you want to build to synthesize the any views, it is 360 degree. I only capture, for example, 100 views. Then I will train a neural network. After the training, you can sample any views in 360 degree. Okay, so here
neural weighting scales, or NERF, a new method for representing complex scenes that achieves state-of-the-art results for reducing. Given a set of input images from a scene, which in this visualization is a Lego bulldozer, we optimize the volumetric representation of the scene as a vector value function, which is defined for any continuous 5D coordinate consisting of a location and view direction. We parameterize the scene representation as a fully connected deep network
this
that takes each single 5D coordinate and outputs the corresponding volume density in the dimensions emitted at that location. We can then use techniques from volume memory to composite these values along a camera array to render any pixel. This rendering is fully differentiable, so we are able to optimize the scene representation by minimizing the error of rendering all camera arrays from a collection of standard RGB images. We first show comparisons to top-performing methods on synthetically rendered data. Scene representation networks implicitly represent a scene using a fully connected neural network. SRNs have issues with multi-view consistency and are unable to represent high-frequency details. Local light field fusion uses a pre-trained network to promote each input view to a high-resolution 3D volume. Inconsistencies between adjacent volumes causes flickering artifacts. Neural volumes encode a scene as 128 cubed voxel grid and use a workflow to better allocate these limited samples. However, they're still unable to represent high resolution content, such as the fine details in the ship's texture and rigging. We see the same trend in all of our synthetic test scenes. Our method both qualitatively and quantitatively outperforms the other methods.
So this part is an input, only given unlimited number of views.
Here we show the results of our method on the six other objects in a realistically rendered dataset with complex geometry and non-membership materials, with a forward-facing phone camera. SRN used the recurrent network to remarch through and go to the scenes, resulting in an inconsistent appearance between rendered views. LLFF blends between multiple renderings with different limited fields of view, resulting in flickering art captured by our representation, such as the semi-transparent appearance to olive bone bottle in speckle and complex occlusions in the Christmas tree leaves and ornaments.
This is a fast map.
This geometry is precise enough to be used for additional graphics applications, such as virtual object insertion with
So this paper for the public is in the past 7 years, and there's 100,000 papers in this topic. So you are interested in computers, also in the technology of business. So this is a neural dispute in nerve, and shot. And nowadays, last year, we had another paper in college with 3D function span. 3D function span is a kind of change in real time. But the rendering process, there's no neural network, just of computation. So it's also the 3DGS, 3D function span. So it's also a popular, as in the tutorial of theory, we also use it to figure out what is the 3D function span.
Neural waves.
Yeah, so the next situation is the AIGC. The AIGC is really common. So it's how to use the foundation model. So it can be from text to image, from single image to multiple image. And from a text to 3D model, and from a single image to 3D model. So this is the text to image.
Has shown amazing capability just from freeform text font.
So this block is a rich text. So what is rich text? So this is a plain text. This is a plain text. So from text to image, text to image is not new. Text to image is not new for generation. So in previous block, it was just use a plain text. But in this block, they use they call it a rich text. You can use the style of the text, like the font, from the style to control the style of the generated image. It's called the rich style. You can assign different color to the text. Right? So then if you control the style of generated image, you can use a footnote, right? You can use a footnote. It's similar to the editing. Okay. So I will show you the result of this project.
Devices allows to visualize the human imaginations without the requirements of artistic skills and technical labor. But all these models use plain text as their interface. In contrast, we communicate with each other with rich text on almost every other location, like emails, web pages, news, and books. In this work, we aim to enable expressive text-to-image conversion with rich text. For example, the font styles express specific body. This looks angry. This looks fake. This looks spooky. And this is a ransom letter. Okay, let's take a look at some results with rich text. Here we generate a beautiful image with Stable Diffusion XL, but you may want to change the hair color. With rich text, you can do so easily by choosing a specific text color, like pink, or make it green. Font styles involve emotions. Here, font style creates localized artistic editing. We can also change the style of the night sky into Bengal's painting. Here's another example of font styles. The image looks great, but the guitar looks a little bit boring. Let's spice it up by describing various styles for the guitar. The footnote provides additional descriptions that complement the original text. For example, you can use it to describe what kind of dress this little girl wears. Footnotes also provide an excellent way to interactively explore your visual imaginations. We can add leaf litter on the ground, change the season to winter, and write words on the signpost. Here's another example, this time indoor. We can add some candles and plants, add some colorful pillow to make the room feel more vibrant, and change the painting on the wall. Sometimes it's hard to describe exactly what you have in mind using text, but you can use a hyperlink to a reference image. This allows to generate a scene with a specific dog. Good boy! Another thing, any rich text can put self-attention and cross-attention.
This is the following part is the algorithm. How to design this method. How to design this text. So you can so an interesting project. Yeah, so another one is a sparse view. To spin a single view. You spin a single view or a sparse view to synthesize a body with dense views or 360 views. So for example, this is only given 4 views and to synthesize 360 so here they are all. Based on the model, you can continue the model. That's a stable video. share with the 3D asset. And in the 3D model, this will also be a big this will be a last paper of the signal. Actually, the workflow the most is how to construct the data, how to standardize the data. So here I show you the data.
Every grand creation begins with a spark, but it's the relentless hustle that turns that idea into reality. Introducing Clay, a controllable large-scale generative model, narrows the gap between imagination and 3D creation. Trained on an extensive 3D dataset, Clay features a 1.5D geometry model and a 1D material model. Within a minute, Clay can generate detailed 3D assets with PBR materials, adaptable to various conditions from text to image to 3D. The core of Clay is the large-scale generative model. Inspired by 2D generative models, our approach denoises 3D data in a compressed latent space, which is symbolically smaller and more computationally efficient than full 3D dimensions. Our latent diffusion model, constructed purely with transformers, our VAE is specially designed to handle point clouds at various resolutions, ensuring an adaptive latent size. To address the limited availability of high-quality 3D datasets, we developed a customized remeshing method that converts 3D data into watertight meshes and then into occupancy fields, meticulously preserving essential geometric features such as sharp edges and flat surfaces. Moreover, we utilize GPT-4V to create robust annotations that highlight important geometric characteristics. With the aid of our data processing pipeline and model design, generates detailed geometry to rapid and efficient creation of two.
So I think there's an online, you can use this one. There's a server, MATLAB server. You can download the model you have to pay. I remember it's quite expensive. It's $700 for one month. You can try several times. I understand why, because do this work is the cost is very high. I think you have to probably multiple series of engineering to first to build the training actually. So I remember you can try several times, but you can preview the data, but you are not allowed to download. But if you want to download the time. Also, there's a Flash 3D, as you know, is also industrially common. But you can try to download it, but you want to use more. Okay, so also we have more.
We introduce Dresso, a 3D garment generation framework. D-friendly and high-quality garments with an autoregressive model via natural language interaction. Garments has great influence on our appearance. It also expresses human individuality and perspectives. In the CG field, sewing patterns offer realistic clothing simulation and true rendering, but they require considerable manual effort from designers. In contrast, our method introducing a customized garment generation pipeline with natural language guidance for designers to create high-quality garment assets. We began with a large language model to interpret users' requirements for shape and texture prompts. Then we introduced Sewing GPT, generating sewing patterns under the shape prompt guidance. For training Sewing GPT, we design a quantization process to convert each component of the sewing pattern, containing translation, rotation, stitching information, and panel edges, to a sequence of tokens. Once we train a decoder on the transformer, it enables us to generate the tokens autoregressively and further dequantize them to sewing patterns. We also fine-tune a stable diffusion with three decoders to generate PBR and G-friendly garments. Our method also supports texture editing by manually drawing from the auto-appearances across various types of clothing. We can switch viewpoints to examine the garment's fit, adjust lighting to verify clothing's.
Generates the operating system. So all content Okay, so here I summarize this lecture. Okay, so in this lecture, we really focus on the three modules. Okay, the three modules about the modeling, the rendering, and the animation. So for the model is the data structure from 2D or 3D object representation. So this part is really focused on algorithm creating and creating and editing the data. So the model is actually based on these maps, a differential geometry. For the rendering, if the rendering is the synthesizing, the process of synthesizing the image. So they are like we choose the viewpoint, the texture, the lighting information. So this is but for the animation, we want to generate the sequence, right? Motion sequence. So we study the animation is based on the mathematics. How we generate the motion in a physical world. So for our focus, we focus on the lecture. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we focus on traditional components. This is the rendering pipeline. Okay, so the task projection is also known as the last revolution thing. Also the retracing or reducing. The reducer actually is the body is from physics. Okay, it's an equation to formulate the indirect diffuse reflection. That is a diffuse reflection between objects, how we use an equation to model it. So in the following lecture, we will learn that object modeling, so how do you draw, how do you use a computer to draw a circle or a line? So the operation. And also the transformation. The transformation is about the translation of the rotation, 2D rotation, 3D rotation, the scaling, the sharing. It's the matrix of operation. But based on the linear algebra, I think the linear algebra of your angular constant here one, right on the bracket. If you are engineering as well, right? The linear algebra is the matrix of. But for this part, we focus on not difficult, okay? Just how to extract the inverse of the matrix, right? The transpose, and so some basic operations about the matrix. So it's a transformation. It's pure, because you have to project the 3D data to the 3D space, right? So we also have to do the projection. Then the next is also the rendering. We have to detect like we want to project the hand matrix, the 2D image. Only this side is visible, right? But this side is invisible. How to know this side is invisible? You have a design algorithm to detect that this side is invisible. During the rendered image, this side should be not visible. So hidden circuit removal, the back frame. And during the tutorial, we will learn some deep learning based research on the graphics and vision. Okay, or the process. The internet that I mentioned earlier. First, you have the PyTorch and TensorFlow platform. Have you ever used the internet? Even for 2D data, internet data. I think for 3D data, how about your SPL project? How about your 5-year project? 5-year project, Yes, I think this is it. But yes, for the tutorial, the tutorial content, we will not test the examination. It's only repeating the cost question. Okay. In the final examination and midterm phase, only the traditional, so it's a content being introduced in that traditional content. No, like this part, the learning phase. This part of the tutorial is to provide you some cost budget. But it will not appear in the final presentation. Okay, yeah, I think it's a good time. So any questions? So this is the first lecture. So here you can call the trade on the easy demo. So the graph is nowadays it's a very interesting. You can use the generative model to success resolution. So I have a question. Yeah.
Well, in 3D shape demonstration, how do you define the curve of length?
The 3D registration, actually there are two kinds of registration. One is a rigid registration. One is a rigid registration. For example, my two hand, right? So if you want to this is the shape, but I want to align. So how to align? We have to learn a rotation matrix, right? And rotation matrix addition. The R matrix of the T matrix. If you rotate and translate, the narrow the distance between the two strings. How to narrow the distance? Actually, narrow the distance or discrepancy between 3D model is a challenging problem. For image, it's not a difficult problem because you look at these numbers. You just narrow the MSE angle, the PSR or the SSM, you just calculate the corresponding picture. The difference between corresponding pictures, but 3D model, how to narrow the distance? There's no corresponding. It's only a set of points. This set of points, this set of points. How to know the distance between two sets of points? No corresponding. You don't know which one corresponds to which one. So actually, there is also one registration problem because calculate the corresponding. So we commonly use the DMD. First move is to find a one-to-one match. So this is a user to narrow the distance and the distance to drive the go back to the registration. The rigid registration, then the rotation matrix R and the translation matrix. So that is a fine problem and the rotation matrix part of T and the interview and then the other. So this is a rigid. So rigid that means the shape is there's no information. It's a rigid model. For non-rigid model, then it's correspondence. If we find out it's a point to point, it's more challenging. Yeah, it's dense correspondence. You should have to find, this point is corresponding to this point. Yeah. This is a dense correspondence. Then the dense correspondence. Also, if you want, for example, in this post, okay, so the close is a default, right? In this box, that's the information. But how to find out the information? It's more challenging. This is the Norwegian distribution. So this problem has been started. If you can find out 20 years, 30 years ago, the task method is ICP. You can write it in the social part. student will submit the cost copy two times, the different costs. One project for two classes.
From 3 to